Welcome. My name is Oswald Saab, your host for Family Matters, brought to you by MAPS, Men Are Part Solution. MAPS, as you know, provides counseling services as well as transitional housing for both men and women. Today, I am very happy to welcome Kim Hicks, and Kim is the executive director of the YWCA. She actually has been in that position for almost 6 years now, Kim.
Yep.
Before that, Kim was at the Crisis Center for close to 5 years, and before then at the Boys and Girls Club. So Kim has some deep roots in Thompson. She's been here for a while, and we look forward to doing some Q&A on the Y. And so tell me, when we talk about the YWCA, give me a bit of a background on the Y for me.
So the Y has been in Thompson since the early 1970s, and actually was originally set up to be a medical boarding facility for women that had to travel to Thompson, primarily to give birth, but also for other medical needs. In the 1980s, the Y made a decision to extend its service to include men and families, and primarily still had a focus on providing medical boarding accommodations at a cost-efficient price. So obviously it's evolved over the years to start including programming for Thompson residents and surrounding communities, and obviously most recently to address some COVID-19 response projects in the north. So that's in a nutshell the YWCA. It's primarily a women's it is a women's organization, and so our primary focus is to try and assist women with all different facets or all different things that they're identifying they need. So,
well, you know what I found very interesting with the Y, and as you said, it seems to have evolved based on the local needs in Thompson, and I find that actually quite fascinating, because looking at the Y network across the country, and like I have no idea how many YWCs are there in Canada.
I believe there's 35. I think three of them are kind of YMs, YWs. They're kind of an amalgamated model. But yeah, the YWCA exists across Canada.
Right.
They're all independent kind of YWCAs and would set up their programming or their services that they provide based on their community need in those areas. So, but primarily a lot of the Ys you'll see do, you know, women's services, employment programs, housing programs, daycares. You know, Ys are famously known for having fitness centers and daycares and after-school programs.
Yes.
So a lot of the larger Ys would have kind of those faucets of access to service. So, and we're all part of a national kind of affiliation.
Okay.
So the YWCA Canada, and then larger to that, the YWCA USA, and then the YWCA International.
You know, I didn't realize there's a Y International. So yeah, we have in the States. I've heard that, but it's across the world,
it's international, YWCA World, and so they have YWCAs, and they'll work in partnership with Canadian and USA YWs to kind of have responsive projects in certain areas. So
okay, thanks. So when we look at Thompson, you were talking about some of the programs. Could you give some details about some of the local programs that the Y brings forward here in Thompson?
So I think our longest standing programs were employment based, and so we have kind of two separate sections in the Y. We have the assessment center, which assists adults as they make career development decisions. And the services are designed to address a wide variety of career development issues, and they include career decision-making, educational planning and supports, career exploration, career development information, and job seeker assistance. And so this is a wonderful service, and many clients have come back to me and said, wow, I never realized, you know, they do these inventories and determine, you know, kind of your personality and what jobs kind of would fit kind of your personality or your interest area. So it's just a wonderful, wonderful service, and we have a great, you know, assessment officer mm-hmm. in that department that's been at the Y forever, Joanne White. So,
interesting. And I assume that that service probably works in partnership with the employment and training program through the province. In fact, do they partner with you officially, saying that you deliver this on behalf of them, or how does that work?
Yeah, so our employment programs are actually the only funded programs at the YWCA, and they're both funded provincially. So we have the assessment center, and then we also have our Steps to Success classroom. And so Steps to Success is an adult literacy and workplace essential skills training. And so this is free, as is the assessment center. And it provides, you know, free training for adults who are, you know, looking to improve their academic and workplace skills. They provide individual training that suits the individual schedule, as well as mini classes and workshops. Now, Steps to Success courses and workshops and things that they provide is a huge list. I'll list a few that people probably would be familiar with. So we, you know, currently have our Essential Skills for Employment, which is a training program that goes over several weeks and kind of, you know, provides these base employment skills, as well as, you know, first aid, WMIS, and those types of things. Adults Drivers Ed, which you'll see kind of all over the the Facebook. It's an extremely popular program. But they also do, you know, Money Matters. They do spelling, essay writing, proposal writing. You know, they do a bunch of programming down there. We would be here probably for an hour talking about those programs. But there's two staff down there. We have, you know, the instructor, which is, and the coordinator of the program, which is Kat Kogel. And then we have another instructor, Audrey Brooks.
Okay. Yeah, and you know what? I suspect that the average Thompsonite is not aware of the full array of program you guys actually provide. So from what you just went through, for an adult that's looking at reengaging in the workforce, trying to get a good idea of maybe what's out there, what are some basic skills he or she would need to get, and also be able to get that by some sort of a service, the Y would be the main stop for that, correct?
Absolutely. And normally we would, you know, we would refer them to the assessment center for an assessment and kind of, you know, kind of gauge where they might be wanting or looking for skill development. And then so assessment center and Steps to Success work extremely closely together. And they work closely with, you know, UCN and other, you know, educational opportunities in Thompson. These programs are extremely popular. Whether it's just that you want to read, you know, sometimes it isn't even about employment. Sometimes you just want to read a book to your grandchild.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So we have a lot of people come in, or maybe they want to, you know, come in and have their math upgraded because they want to help their children with their math homework. So there's a wide range of individual kind of services that can be provided to meet that individual's specific needs, so that they're not sitting in a program that, you know, has 90% of it really doesn't pertain to them, and only 10%. So I would welcome any, you know, Thompson person to come in and just have a conversation, even if you're not committing to a workshop. The staff in all these departments are extremely good at, you know, kind of sitting down and just talking about what they could do potentially for this individual.
Have you found in the last 12 months or last 18 months with COVID, has that changed the type of demand for your services, or has that been
Interestingly enough, we honestly felt like there wouldn't be a huge uptake because most people were at home. But, you know, these departments did a wonderful job at ensuring that service was still accessible at any level that an individual needed it. So we actually had staggering numbers through COVID, and I think, you know, there was a lot of people at home just looking for something to do and thought this was a perfect opportunity. So our numbers far exceeded what we had projected was going to happen in the 18 months. And I think that's accredited to the staff and their ability to meet individuals' needs where they were. So, you know, they were mailing out packages, yeah. picking up packages. They were doing Zoom. They were doing Skype. They were doing Facebook. You know, whatever they needed to do to connect that individual to what they were needing.
Wow, excellent. And you are listening to Kim Hicks for Family Matters. Kim is the Executive Director of the YWCA. And we are talking about just a whole lot of programs and services that the Y offers. So, Kim, based on what we just talked about, based on what you provide and from what you hear from clients over the years, what are some gaps that you feel exist currently?
Well, actually, I just want to finish talking about our programs.
Right.
Because that was just our employment.
Oh, that's employment. Continue then.
And so that was, you know, those are kind of our long-standing programs that we've been doing for a very long time.
Yeah.
Another program that was added as a response to a community need was our Women's Resource Center.
Okay.
And so our Women's Resource Center, you know, has been open probably approximately, I think, 8 years. It was open just before I came to the Y.
I remember when it was first opened, the announcement, yes.
And so this is a wonderful addition to the community for, you know, and really, you know, we call it a Women's Resource Center, but really, you know, it is a Family Resource Center. And so there are staff on hand there to assist people if they're looking for something specific. You know, maybe they're looking for help in housing applications, or, you know, maybe they are struggling with daycare. Whatever that need is, we try our best to connect them to the appropriate resources within the community. So this center, obviously, during COVID, was not as active. Mm-hmm. In the sense of being open in the building, mm-hmm. the staff was still, you know, Nina Cordell, who's our women's programs coordinator, you know, still provided assistance over the phone, again, you know, through Facebook and those types of things. But this, what's interesting about this center is it has its center that, you know, kind of is on site and provides, you know, a place for people to gather. But it also does several other kind of community outreach events. Mm-hmm. And so if you would recall, you know, they do March 8th, which is International Women's Day,
yes. Mm-hmm.
Honoring, you know, women and young girls in Thompson. They also do December 6th, National Day of Action on Violence Against Women and Girls. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, they do Walk a Mile, and Oswald, you've participated
yeah.
in Walk a Mile.
Yeah.
Obviously, with COVID, we've had to be creative and reinvent kind of Walk a Mile. So yes. I'm just going to put a plug in here for Nina. Mm-hmm. Walk a Mile will continue as it did last year virtually.
Okay.
And watch for Nina reaching out to the wonderful men in our community to participate in this great fundraiser. The other thing that happened in this COVID year or in 2020 is the board of directors in consultation with Nina and other staff at the YWCA decided to create a bursary. So a Footsteps Forward bursary is what we call it, Footsteps Forward. And it's aimed to provide financial support to individuals who identify as a woman or girl and have a desire to advance their learning.
Okay.
So there's two streams to this particular bursary. So one would be furthering education, and so we will actually assist with expenses for short-term training or programs that don't require enrollment into a post-secondary institute. Mm-hmm. So maybe, you know, a woman wants to take a 6-week course.
Mm-hmm.
We would be, you know, we would accept an application for support for that, and not necessarily just for tuition or books. It may be that they can't attend because they can't afford daycare.
Right.
And so we, you know, we would assist with things like that. And then the second bursary, bursary B of this Footsteps Forward, is post-secondary enrollment. So we will assist with expenses related to attending a post-secondary institution, whether it's full or part-time. And again, it doesn't necessarily have to be tuition. You know, a lot of bursaries are tuition and books-based.
Okay.
And sometimes that's not the barrier. Sometimes that's not the barrier. So, so this department is extremely busy. Obviously, through COVID, we weren't open, but we still continue to provide services. And our next, our next. I'm going to take the whole just on programs.
No problem.
And so the next program that we added was actually a transition program.
Oh, yes.
And so, you know, the transition program actually operates out of the Y on the second floor. And it's, you know, a short-term service intended to assist those that are homeless or at risk of becoming homeless by providing on-site support with a transition mentor to develop skills, connect with community supports and resources. It's considered a stepping stone in to allow time for securing longer-term housing, employment, or education in a safe and healthy environment. So this is an extremely popular program with a huge wait list. As we all know, housing is a major issue in Thompson, and being able to find somewhere to live is next to impossible, particularly if you have some barriers that you're facing in terms of skill development or maybe no history of rentals. So this program houses, it has 24 rooms, and so it can house up to 51 people. So it would be adults and children combined. So that was kind of, that was...
Has that increased, like, through the last year, that need for the...
Absolutely. There's a high demand, and you know, it's hard because we are a social service, so it's difficult when, you know, people are coming in, individuals are coming in and, you know, explaining their story of, you know, I'm not having housing and we don't have the space.
Right. So. And I mean, and taking that further, we're going to ask about what you feel are the gaps based on your clients and what their needs are and what you guys offer and what you feel still needs to be provided. What are your thoughts on that? On the gaps right now?
Well, definitely housing is a huge gap. But, you know, when we talk about housing, what's leading to this, you know, people not having housing? And so COVID's played a huge role in kind of more people not having housing or being stranded in Thompson. I think, you know, I get asked this question lots, and we have great resources in Thompson, and we do. We have great resources. We have, you know, Mama We Talk. We have, you know, MAPS. We have the Thompson Crisis Center, you know, MYS. We have a lot of services, but the services are not enough to meet the needs of the population. And so we need larger services and more responses. And so housing is, I mean, housing's there, absolutely, right? But what, why? Why are we in this predicament of not enough housing? And why can people not get housing? So we talk about addictions being a huge issue. And, you know, we have one primary facility that addresses addiction. And really, truly, we can't just consider Thompson's population when we're talking about addiction services or even mental health services. We definitely, I mean, I could talk about this forever, but we definitely lack services, or from what we see from the Y, in terms of if a individual doesn't meet a particular criteria somewhere. So let's just say, you know, at the crisis center, there's a particular criteria that you have to meet. And so what happens if you don't meet that criteria, but you still require a safe place? So we don't have access to those safe places for youth. Well, I should clarify, because I know for youth, they now have
the emergency
housing, which was a great addition to the community. But if you're a, you know, a woman and you have children, or if you're a man and you have children and you have nowhere to go, you know, the homeless shelter services 18 and over, but they don't service children. And so when we look at the Y and the clientele coming into the Y, you know, lots of women with children, men with children that aren't able to access any other service, right?
Yeah, and it's interesting with Thompson. I mean, we've spoken about this in prior shows. I mean, we have a population, I guess, officially of 13,000, 14,000, but our trading area is about 50,000, yeah, and we do have a huge demand on those resources. It's interesting when you talk about that as well in regards to the working relationship that the Y historically has had with the Crisis Center. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Well, I just wanted to finish my program.
Sure.
Trying to bump me ahead. I just wanted to add that, like, our latest program, which was a COVID response program, is our SHIP program, mm-hmm, so our Sheltering Homeless in Place. And so this is primarily a COVID response project. And really, this was in response to an influx of people in Thompson mm-hmm, that were homeless. And it was decided that, you know, early on that we really needed to try to provide housing to those in the homeless population that were at huge risk of contracting COVID-19, but also at having really adverse reaction or outcomes to COVID-19. And because you talked about the trading area, we know there's lots of movement in the north, mm-hmm, we knew it was crucial that we needed to address this immediately in Thompson to try to, you know, at least slow the spread, if not stop the spread of COVID through the north. So.
Right.
In April of 2020, which would be our latest program that we added to the Y, mm-hmm, was this program. And so it houses 25 of the highest risk homeless in Thompson, and uses one section of the Y. So,
and you know, the Y needs to be applauded for all the different programs that you offer, but also I think the fact that your programming really reflects the needs of Thompson and the region, and to have that full flexibility as an organization to be able to do that, that's great. I know you guys do a lot of partnerships with the Crisis Center and MAPS and so on, and I know we're out of time now, but I think we would need to expand more on that layer. I'd love to have you back again, because I know there's a whole lot more that we need to talk about. I'd love to dive in a little bit more into more of what you think are the gaps and needs, because, you know, the lengthy history that you've had with the social organizations in Thompson, I know you have a lot of thoughts on that. So in saying that, I want to thank everyone for tuning in to Family Matters. Today we had Kim Hicks, who is the executive director of the YWCA, sharing her thoughts and also a lot of good information on the programs and services that they offer. Kim, can you provide some contact information for any of the point of contact for some of the programs that you just went through?
Absolutely. And I just want to say, yes, I would love to come back, because I didn't finish on the gaps, but
right.
I didn't have enough time to go through my programs. Yeah. But so I would say, you know, if you're interested at anything that I've talked about today, or you just require some assistance, mm-hmm, you can dial 204-778-6341. You'll get front desk reception, kind of explain what you're looking for, and then they would direct you to the appropriate department.
Excellent. Thank you, Kim.
Thank you,
everyone, for tuning in.